Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
Yeah, brother, like, stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And good morning to you, Connor. How you doing, man?
Doing all right, Earl.
All right. When is your 21st birthday?
It was actually a couple days ago.
Oh,
18th, yeah.
Congratulations, man. You're an old man. 21.
Finally.
I
literally feel no different. But, you know, that's the law of the land.
So 21, you can legally drink now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't. So it's been so long ago. I mean, there was a law in the state that said you couldn't drink under 21. Is that right?
A state law, Wisconsin?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I think it's federal. I'm not sure.
Oh, you think it's federal?
I have to look it up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that sounds sacrilege when you think of all the college students. And
yeah, so it's the 1984 National Minimum Drinking Age Act.
And
if it's persons under 21 years of age. So
couldn't legally
federal.
Drink.
Yeah, so it's federal.
So,
in 1984.
So let me ask you something, man.
That's crazy.
So the people,
every state abides by it.
All the people in college.
Mm-hmm.
People think they're not drinking?
I don't know, man. This country throws me for a loop.
Hey, man, you know, man.
Like, you think all those like frat parties where they're all just like playing all these beer games, drinking alcohol from on top of the roof.
Right.
Like, you think they're from 18 to 21.
Yeah.
Those are the undergraduate ages, right? You graduate at like 21 normally. So
right.
I don't know what they're thinking that kids are not doing, but whatever.
I mean, to have that law.
Yeah.
And I mean, what's the point? So, you know, when I was 18, you could drink. And especially when you live in a state like this one that wants everybody to get drunk, right?
Yeah, like Wisconsin.
I mean, that's what's happening in the state of Wisconsin, man, to see who can get drunker the fastest.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happens when you make other types of drugs that are a lot more safer,
yeah.
Like weed.
Yeah,
because
man.
People will find that fix somewhere else, and they'll find it in alcohol.
So you know, University of Wisconsin has, you know, been named the drunkest state college in the nation many times, and people celebrate. Hey, we won! We're the drunkest. I mean, and they walk around with a badge of honor that, you know, it's the one college where the most drunk people are.
Yeah,
the state of Wisconsin, the drunkest state in the union. And people are walking around with their chest poked. Hey, we won! Oh, you did you? You won? You're proud to be the drunkest state in the nation?
Everything's a competition.
I know, man. I know, man. You know, I live in this state, man. I don't know how you're proud of that.
Yeah, Wisconsin's good for a lot of things.
Personally,
that's not one of them. That's not.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what we're proud of, man. And people from across the nation say, hey, wait a minute. And it's not like people aren't getting drunk all over the place. And I don't know why everything is, where was I at? Oh, I was at the beer garden on Friday in Milwaukee. Now, for those of you who are wondering, no, I wasn't drinking beer. I'm not opposed to people drinking beer, man. You know what I mean? There was a time when I drank beer. I was never a big beer drinker.
Mm-hmm.
I was a weed smoker, right?
Yeah.
And so I didn't drink much. And so as a young person, I smoked a lot of weed. Yeah, I did, man, and I inhaled, and I enjoyed smoking weed.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Smoked weed for a lot of years. I really did, man. And really, to be honest with you, I miss smoking weed. I do. But, you know, it comes a point in your life where you say, hey, I enjoy more being sober.
That's true.
Than I do with all those other things that I used to do. So I never go back to those things because I just enjoy being sober. And listen, man, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm high all the time. I get up high. You know, I go to bed high. You know, but it's natural high.
High on life.
Yeah, on life and all those things. But I'm not, listen, I'm not, you know, against anybody else having fun. I had my fun.
Yeah.
You know, in that way, but I'm having as much fun or more since I've been sober.
Yeah.
And but anyway, here's the point I'm trying to make, man. So there's a meeting that I was going to on Sunday afternoon, and I went, and I had never been to a beer garden. Have you ever been to a beer garden?
I mean, I just turned 21.
Yeah, I know. That's what kind of question is that? I apologize. It's too early in the morning, man.
No, it's fine.
You know, I'm not putting you on the line like that. But anyway, and man, there are people with two mugs of beer. One in each hand, and mugs. Not a mug, but the big quart, or gallon, whatever it is, man. It's more than. It's probably got about 6 cups of beer in it, but they got 2 of these. Man, it's 11 o'clock in the morning, right? And I'm like, wow, man.
Wow.
Hey, and. The women are doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, everybody getting drunk.
Yeah, I'm like,
at 11 a.m.
Hey, it's 11 o'clock in the morning. It's hot outside.
Hey, I mean, as long as you don't got work.
I know. Yeah, but, you know, when I would drink beer,
yeah.
I guess you can get immune to it too, right?
Yeah.
The more of it you drink, the more your body, adjusts to it. And
I mean, not even just that, though, because I mean, I drink sometimes and I still can't take it because I'm thin as a rail. People need to understand, like, when you have meat on your bones, that really helps with building tolerance.
Yeah. Well, I got some meat on my bones, but, you know, but man, just knocking off beer after beer after beer. And guess what else I saw? They weren't going to the bathroom. Man, I drink a couple cups of water, and I'm running to the bathroom every 5 minutes. And it's amazing to me that people can drink all that beer and not have to go to the bathroom. But I guess like anything else, you build up a tolerance, and you can get used to that, and your body gets used to it. But man, you know, it's not something I can do. But it's amazing to me how much beer people can drink, man. You know.
I mean, you're talking about beer. Like, I've seen people do, like, I wouldn't say the same thing, but something pretty similar with vodka.
Vodka.
And gin.
And gin.
Sprite and gins. You know how many bars are in downtown Waukesha? You know how many times I've been to downtown Waukesha seeing people order, like, 3-4 glasses of just... I don't know, Sprite and gin. Like, how? How do you do that?
Sprite and gin.
And then come back the next day.
Well, you know, it's you know, it's legal. And so it's legal, and that's how people have fun. And, you know, I used to have fun. And then I got old. But no, man.
You still have fun now,
I'm only joking, man. I have fun, man. I have fun all the time. I'm enjoying myself right now. I truly am, man. But let me say this, man, because I wanted to begin with this. You look like a Skittles guy to me.
Skittles?
Yeah.
I mean,
did you? I mean, come on, you like candy, right?
I mean, kind of. I'm not like super into candy.
No, okay.
But I liked very specific candies.
Yeah, well,
because I ate them a lot as a kid, so they mean something to me.
Well, I used to like Skittles, man.
Yeah.
You know, and even as an adult, you know, I would indulge in Skittles, and there was something about Skittles, man. Just the flavor of them, intense. And then you turn around and you find out that the Skittles that we've been eating has carcinogens in them.
Of course they do.
Well, what do you mean, of course they do?
Like, why am I not surprised?
Man, I'm just saying,
it's
man.
It's like every single food we eat.
I know, do people know what carcinogens are and what they do? And what I want to talk about is, so do you know that you're being poisoned? And so somebody knows. I mean, they knew all along that these carcinogens were in the Skittles. And we're just talking about Skittles, as you stated before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what it is. You know, people are poisoning us. And legally. And getting away with it. And businesses are making money.
Yeah.
But candy, man, come on. Children are eating a lot of candy, and all of these things are in there, supplemental
yeah.
to what, you know, it else is in there that's good. I mean, what can be good in the candy if they put carcinogens in them?
I just pulled up this article, and it's from EWG. And it says EWG call on the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to quickly consider whether to ban titanium dioxide from use in food. A chemical that may damage our DNA should not be in Skittles, Starburst, or cupcakes.
Titanium
nutritionist.
Titanium dioxide.
Titanium
dioxide. Okay.
Yes.
Titanium dioxide. So I don't even know what titanium dioxide is, but it doesn't sound like something that's good for your body,
yeah,
right?
It's like instead of carbon, it's titanium, because carbon dioxide is CO2, and that's CO2 isn't very, very good. It can cause greenhouse effects. So, I mean, titanium dioxide is probably just titanium. I don't know what it does, but no,
well, listen, man, I don't know what it is, what it does. But it certainly doesn't sound like something, you know, you need to be eating every day. Titanium dioxide.
Five things to know about the Skittles lawsuit over titanium dioxide.
But we're going
to
talk about that after we come back.
I'm sorry.
Because, I mean, if you knew, you know, that you were eating titanium dioxide, you wouldn't get up in the morning and say, well, I need my fair share of titanium dioxide today. You know what I mean? You know, I got to drink my milk because I need that, and you know, and I need these other vitamins. But where's my allotment of titanium dioxide today? You know, I mean, got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open always at 844-967-2789. The young scientist, Connor, is here and explaining to my generation about these things. Man, only in America. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.